This is still Graham Pascoe's Morning Music, and in this part of the program, I'll be playing recordings by people including the Andrews sisters, Julia Andrews, Vic Damone and Johnny Mathis. I'll introduce you to my singer of renown for this week, New Zealand-born soprano, but really regard her as an Australian singer.
Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot dilly out a toot. He blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, he can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. And when he plays boogie-woogie bugle, he was busy as a buzz bee. And when he plays, he makes the company jump a to the bar. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Do-do-do-do-da-da, do-do-da-da, do-do-do-do. He blows it a to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. The company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B. Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays. When someone gives him a beat, he really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He's the boogie-woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy, written by Don Ray and Hugh Prince for the Andrews sisters to sing in the 1941 motion picture Buck Privates. You just heard the Andrews sisters recording of Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. It was nominated unsuccessfully for the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1941. The film introduced Bud Abbott and Lou Costello, the comedy team. In a little while, I'll be playing a song which won an Academy Award as the best film song of each year, but it's not this one.
Wake the town and tell the people, sing it to the moon above. Wake the town and tell the people, tell them that I'm so in love. Let's begin the celebration. Let's declare a holiday. Send the wedding invitations to the neighbors right away. When I am close to you and my heart is dancing with delight, I want the world to see heaven's in my eyes. The
town and tell the people. Tell them I'm in love with you.
Wake the town and tell the people. That was Les Baxter and his chorus, unidentified male vocalist. A hit record in 1955 was written by Jerry Livingston and Sammy Gallup. Wake the town and tell the people. Well, here's an Academy Award winning song from 1935.
Come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hippory and ballyhoo, the lullaby of Broadway. The rumble of a subway train, the rattle of the taxis, the daffodils who entertain, and Angelo's and Maxie's. When the Broadway baby says goodnight, it's early in the morning. Manhattan babies don't sleep tight until the dawn. Good night, baby. Good night. Milkman's on his way. Sleep tight, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Oh, come on along and listen to the lullaby of Broadway, the hidey-eye and boop-a-doo, the lullaby of Broadway. The band begins to go to town, and everyone goes crazy. You rock-a-bye your baby round, till everything gets hazy. Hush-a-bye, I'll buy you this and that, you hear a daddy say. And baby goes home to her flat, to sleep all day. Good night, baby. Sleep tight, milkman's on his way. Good night, baby. Sleep tight. Let's call it a day. Listen to the lullaby of old Broadway.
Dick Powell sang Lullaby of Broadway just as he did in the Warner Brothers film Gold Diggers of 1935. It was written by Harry Warren and Al Dubin. It won the Academy Award for the Best Film Song of 1935. Early in the program, I played a couple of songs which Alan Jaylor and Frederick Lowe wrote in 1947 for Brigadoon. Well, undoubtedly the greatest success that Lerner and Lowe had with stage musicals was My Fair Lady, introduced on Broadway in March of 1956. I'm going to play three songs from My Fair Lady, and the first one will feature Julie Andrews from the original Broadway cast, in which she played Eliza Doolittle. Wouldn't it be lovely?
Missus wants to open up the castle in Capri.
Me doctor recommends a quiet summer by the sea.
Wouldn't it be lovely?
All I want is a room somewhere far away from the cold. Lots of coal, making lots of it. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting abso-bloomin-lutely still. I would never budge till spring crept over me windowsill. Someone resting on my knee, warm and tender as he can be, who takes good care of me. Oh, wouldn't it be lovely, 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 lovely. Me to eat lots of coal and making lots of meat. Warm face, warm hands, warm feet. Wouldn't it be lovely? Oh, so lovely, sitting abso-bloomin-lutely still. I would never budge till spring crept over me windowsill.
Julie Andrews, and the chorus sang Wouldn't It Be Lovely. Julie was Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady. Judy's suitor was Freddie Eynsford Hill, although the male lead, of course, was Professor Henry Higgins on Broadway and in the movie played by Rex Harrison. But, Freddie Eynsford Hill was trying to press his suit with Eliza Doolittle, and his an attempt that he made to convince her.
Oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. I have often walked on this street before, but the pavement always stayed beneath my feet before. All at once am I several stories high, knowing I'm on the street where you live. Are there lilac trees in the heart of town? Can you hear a lark in any other part of town? Does enchantment pour out of every door? No, it's just on the street where you live. Oh, the towering feeling just to know somehow you are near. The overpowering feeling that any second you may suddenly appear. People stop and stare, they don't bother me, for there's nowhere else on earth that I would rather be. Let the time go by, I won't care if I can be here on the street where.
Damone sang On the Street Where You Live. Well, apart from Eliza and Professor Higgins, the other main character in My Fair Lady was Eliza's father, Alfred P. Doolittle. And here's Johnny Mathis singing a song which he sang in My Fair Lady.
I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull up the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I've got her there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Say, girls, come and kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church on time. I am dancing, roll up the floor, I am whistling, whisk me out the door, for I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Let's raise a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get me to the church on time. Say, I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper, let's have a whopper, but get me to the church on time. I've got her there in the morning, spruced up and looking in my prime. Say, girls, come kiss me, show how you'll miss me, but get me to the church on time. I am dancing, roll up the floor, I am whistling, whisk me out the door, for I'm getting married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Let's raise a rumpus, but don't lose the compass, and get me to the church, get me to the church, for Pete's sake, get me to the church.
Get Me to the Church on Time, sung by Johnny Mathis. Here's a Gilbert and Sullivan song. It's from The Mikado, which had its premiere in London at the Savoy Theatre in March of 1885.
threads and patches, for ballad songs and snatches, and dreamy lullaby. My catalogue is long to every passion ranging, and to your humours changing, I tune my sorrow song. I tune my song.
Is wanted. My patriotic valor's cut and dried. Oh, and here our country's banner may be planted. All other local banners are defied. Our warriors is every ranks assembled. Never will a light conceal it if they do. And I should have been surprised if nations tremble before the mighty tops of tops of Titi. For a song of the sea, we'll heave the capstan round. With a yo-heave-ho, for the wind is free. Her anchor's a trip and the helm's a lee. Hurrah for the homeward bound.
Yo-ho-heave-ho, hurrah for the homeward bound.
To lay aloft in a howling breeze may tickle a landsman's taste. But the happiest star a sailor sees is when he's down at an inland town with his Nancy on his knees. Yo-ho, and his arm around her waist.
And then the capstan up we go and fill the streets as round. With the old people and the rugged up, hurrah for the homeward bound. With the old people and the rugged up, hurrah for the homeward bound.
A wandering minstrel, I, a theme of shreds and patches, of ballad songs and snatches, and dreamy lullaby.
Members of the Doyley Card Opera Company sang A Wandering Minstrel, I from the Mikado. My singer of renown for this week is a New Zealand-born soprano, Rosina Buckman, but most of her career was in, at least initially, in Australia and in England. Born in 1881, she moved to England to study and then early in the 20th century sang in the Australian premiere of Madama Butterfly. And then she went back to England in 1924. She made the first complete recording of Madame Butterfly in English. I'm going to play a song from that opera sung by Rosina Buckman. One Fine Day, sung by Rosina Buckman in that first complete recording of Madame Butterfly in English in 1924. Here's a recording of some Leslie Stewart melodies by the Light Opera Company in 1930.
Thank you. by the eastern sea, in the shade of the sheltering palm. Any more at home like you?
There are a few kind, sir, but simple girls and proper too.
Then tell me, pretty maiden, what these very simple girls do?
Kind, sir, and their manners are perfection, and the opposite to mine.
Then take a little walk with me, and then you will see what the most particular girl
should be. I made a beautiful world to let you go.
Mind, little girl, you see, I only want but
it's
you.
It's not quite fair to them if you told them that you
I won't care a pin for your sisters if you love me.
What would you say if I said I like to wear?
I'd bow to you.
On bended knee.
On bended knee.
If I loved you, would you tell me what I ought to do? To keep you all mine alone, to always be true to me, if I loved you, would it be a silly thing to do, for I must love someone.
Then why not me?
Yes, I must love someone, really, and it might as well be you.
Fight for England's glory, lads, for this worldwide glory, let us sing. And when we say we've always won, and when they ask us how it's done, we'll proudly point to every one of England's soldiers of the King.
The soldiers of the King, the lads, who sing, the lads, who sing, the lads.
Lighthouse Opera Company of England recorded that melody of Lizzie Stewart compositions in 1930. In the 1940s and 50s, the undoubted kings of Broadway musicals were Richard Rodgers and Oscar Hammerstein II. Richard Rodgers wrote the music and Hammerstein wrote the lyrics for wonderful shows such as South Pacific, Sound of Music and others. Hammerstein died in 1960, and in 1962, Richard Rodgers wrote the words and the lyrics for a Broadway show called No Strings. Here's one of the songs from No Strings.
The sweetest sounds I'll ever hear are still inside my head. The kindest words I'll ever know are waiting to be said.
Sweetest Sounds, written by Richard Rodgers in 1962, sung by Janet Seidel in Sydney in 1997, and the pianist was Kevin Hunt.
And welcome down to Joe's Barroom. For she's a friendly gal who will be a true blue pal down at Joe's in fancy clothes. Won't be sore if you brought your money. She may suggest you buy Joe's best appointed ride. When you do, her smile is so sunny. She wraps those angel wings around your neck and claims, I mean, my honey's loving her. Thank you. inside of her. Funny, I love her more each day. She brings me half her pay. I love my honey's loving eye.
Once I was happy, but now I'm forlorn. Like an old coat that is tattered and torn. Left in this wide world to weep and to mourn. Betrayed by a maid in her teens. Now this girl that I loved, she was handsome. And I tried all I knew her to please. But I never could please her one quarter so well as the man on the flying trapeze. Oh, he floats through the air with the greatest of ease. This daring young man on the flying trapeze. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please. My love he has stolen away. One night I, as usual, went to my horror that she'd run away. Without any trousseau, she fled in the night with him with the greatest of ease. From two stories high, he had lowered her down to the ground on his flying trapeze. Oh, he floats through the air with the greatest of ease. This daring young man on the flying trapeze. His actions are graceful, all girls he does please. My love he has stolen away.
Hope you enjoyed those couple of old songs. They were recorded much later than when they were written. My Honey's Love and Arms, for example, was written in 1922 by Joseph Meyer and Herman Ruby. Turk Murphy's band recorded it with a vocal by Bob Helm, and that would have been probably in the 1960s. And in 1962, Bing Crosby recorded The Man on the Flying Trapeze, a song which British songwriters George Leyburn and Alfred Lee wrote in 1868.
When she starts on her travel, lazily flows from her source. Slowly her length she unravels, twisting and turning her course. Deep in the country she tarries, not knowing which way to go, till the enchantment of Paris beckons her swiftly to flow. She goes flowing, 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 as as she leaves the countryside. For she's going, going, going to meet Paris like a bride. And she's cooing, 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 cooing like the murmuring doves. For the Seine has gone a-wooing, and it's Paris that she loves. She goes singing, singing, singing. She's as happy as a bride. And she's clinging, clinging, clinging to the banks on either side. She goes winding, 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 dizzy now in her bed. For the river Seine is finding that her love goes to her head. She goes gladly, 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 while her love is in her arms. And then sadly, 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 as she leaves the city's charms. And she carries, 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 carries sweet regret in her mind. For the Seine's in love with Paris, and she's left her love behind. For the Seine's in love with Paris, and she's left her love behind.
That was Doris Day's hit recording from 1950, The River Seine. And who would be the greatest Bathurst fan of Doris Day? I'm Graham Pascoe. Hope you've enjoyed the program of music I've played for you. I'll be back with more music in a week's time. And hope you've enjoyed the program.